after former Stone Temple Pilots lead singer Scott Weiland passed away earlier this month. His ex-wife, Mary Forsberg Weiland, wrote an open letter called "Don't Glorify This Tragedy." Her letter suggests that the family members of addicts don't get enough support while their loved ones are struggling with addiction. Mental health professionals in Philadelphia say families need to be part of the equation. Anne Hoffman reports from WHYY's Health and Science Desk.
In her letter, Mary Forsberg Weiland touched on how difficult it had been to watch her husband rapidly descend into addiction and fail to show up for their two kids. Brooke Feldman is an adult in recovery, and she grew up watching her mother struggle with addiction.
I remember thinking, like, maybe I was bad, and that's why my mom didn't want to be around.
Feldman says that if she had had more resources, like education, she probably wouldn't have blamed herself so much. Adam Brooks is a senior scientist at the Treatment Research Institute. He says addiction and treatment put a lot of stress on families.
When the addicted individual goes into treatment, not only are they at the end of their rope, but their family members are also at the end of their rope as well.
Brooks says that mental health programs are starting to pay more attention to the entire family system, and he hopes that Forsberg Weiland's letter will help change the mainstream conversation about addiction and family.
We need to start treating this more as a family system issue and offering support, counseling, help in the same place to those family members.
Both Feldman and Brooks say that letters like Forsberg Weiland's could help change mainstream perception about what addiction looks like. Feldman hopes that one day neighbors will bring casseroles to the family members of addicts, just like they would for any other sick person. Anne Hoffman, WHYY News.